Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for playing along with us, for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, if you're dreaming about it, if you're starting it up, if you're growing it, or you're trying to get rid of it, we got something you can do there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the new video, too, by the way. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kim Levine. She's trying to help women get the capital that they need, especially if they want to grow their business, especially if they need capital beyond what they would borrow at a bank. If they're looking for venture capital, they're looking for private equity, whatever they're looking for to grow their business. But Kim, and by the way, give us your website before we go any further.
MommyMillionaire.com. They can go to MommyMillionaire.com and we're just launching today, in fact, Jim, the new Next Big Dream website. And
all right.
You can find the link to it there and all the information about everything I'm talking about and how you can connect with capital.
What is the Next Big Dream?
The Next Big Dream is my dream to connect with women with capital, where millions will compete and millions will win millions.
Wow.
This is not TV. This is real. And, Jim, there's that much money out there.
Mm-hmm.
Millions. I want to teach millions of people how to raise millions of dollars.
Let's be fair.
And, you know, we were talking about, what's holding women back. But, Jim, raising capital is the hardest thing you'll ever do, you know.
Yeah.
And nobody is teaching anybody how to do it. And the only way you can learn how to do it is to do it.
Well, let me tell you something. Let's be fair about something, Kim.
Right.
A lot of men, most men, are not willing to go out and ask for $10 million. I mean, I know you're saying women aren't asking for money. They're not asking for enough. There are a lot of men who aren't either. And there are a lot of men who
right.
are a little worried, were a little afraid about scaling their business beyond, beyond what they can see. So it's not necessarily a woman thing, but
right.
I do believe you're right. I do believe that if you've got, you have a guy here who can scale his business and a woman here who can scale her business, that she's less likely to ask for the big bucks than the guy is, because guys have ego beyond what we really probably should have. But so how do you turn this around? Help that. Let's say we're talking just about the people who have a scalable business, who can manage that business. They've got something that can really grow, maybe even take public one day. What do you want those women to do?
Well, first of all, they have to know how to frame a value proposition. And here's the biggest thing, because, Jim, I work with both men and women and help them raise capital, okay? And I can't even open that can of worms. We could spend 3 hours talking about that, you know? I'm just going to summarize it for you. Men are more about going out there and dragging down the big cow, you know, the big steer, and bringing in the money. I don't even have to coach them or pump them up or anything, you know? I mean,
right.
Women, I have to convince that they have a big idea. You know, I don't care what you have. People have made hundreds of millions of dollars selling pet rocks, you know?
Right.
I mean,
and
there is money to be had on any idea.
Remind
me what your question was. Getting women to just understand what a value proposition is. And women, women are used to a charity model of funding. You know, every one of these women that comes to me when they start say, well, I want to raise $50,000 and I'm going to turn around and give $50,000 to the community.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Men will come to me, well, I'm going to raise, I want to raise $1 million. I'm going to make $10 million in 5 years. I'm going to buy myself that big, Chris Craft
right.
and the home, the beach home in
mm-hmm.
South Carolina. And I don't know why women think they have to save the world.
Venture capitalists
do not. They just care about money.
They're not going to invest in people who want to save the world.
They don't even care what your product is. You know, if you can't say to them, and when you introduce yourself, hi, I'm Kim Levine, I own When Pigs Fly, I'm looking for, a $1 million funding, I will be exiting in year 5 at $10 million net with a EBITDA 5 for $50 million sale of the company. That's right. What you need to say to these people. Mm-hmm. You know, the very first sentence, that's, you know, they are looking for one thing. They don't care what color you are. They don't care what your sex is. They want fast growth, high profit businesses.
Right.
They have pressures to deliver to their investors. You know, these people you're talking to, they don't have $100 million themselves. They represent groups of people. And these people are, you know, doctors or other people who are looking to find a way to, you know, make money. And I'll tell you, this is the new Wall Street. This is
right.
the way and people
they,
are getting
and they
funded.
Also, and they also want to know what you're going to do once this money's spent, what the next level is, what, you know, where you're going to go. They don't want to hear that the money they're going to give you, they're going to invest in you, that's the plateau, that's where you're going to wind up. They want to know you're going to do something beyond that money, don't they?
Oh, you have to have an exit strategy. You know, you have to get out in 5 years. It's called the value proposition.
Right.
And most investors don't even know what a value proposition, you know, entrepreneurs don't know what a value proposition is. And it's, you know, and a lot of the entrepreneurs that I work with always say, well, how much should I ask for? And I tell them, well, you should ask for exactly what you need and not a penny more. You mm-hmm. have to have those kinds of financials.
Right.
You have to have a 5-year sales forecast. You have to understand what your cost of goods sold is. You have to understand what your fixed expenses are. You have to have a 5-year projected balance sheet. And this is stuff that most people don't understand, you know. But I'm sorry.
Kim, I've got to wrap it up. Give us that website again mm-hmm. one more time, please.
It's MommyMillionaire.com. We're launching the NextBigDream.com later today. We're getting it there. But go to MommyMillionaire.com.
Check it out.
You can find a link to the website.
Yeah.
You can see interviews
Thanks.
With Angel.
Thanks for being here, Kim. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.